You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, we are here at Thomas Pocklington Trust at the TPT Hub as part of the intern day that is currently taking place. Now, as well as the internships, Thomas Pocklington Trust offers more employment support to blind and partially sighted people. Joining me now from their employment team is Amadeep. Amadeep, thank you for joining us.
Nice to meet you again, Hubert. How are you?
Good to see you again. And tell us, what do the employment team do? How do you support blind and partially sighted people outside of the internships to help with employment?
So what we do is provide a program called the Works For Me program. And the main sole reason for that program is to support vision impaired people getting back into work. The main sort of aspects of that program is to provide the provide information, advice and guidance so that individuals can be skilled, so they can be independent. So for example, when we first speak to someone, generally on the phone, we may ask about CVs. The CVs are quite important when you're applying for work. It's one of the two things you need before you make the application. So we overlook your CV, we make sure it's to the best it can be. We will look at cover letters, making sure you're using the STAR technique, which is quite important. We look at job searching, so good websites for people to look for work, and setting up job alerts, which are quite important. Also application forms, we review those to make sure that, you know, you're best selling yourself in terms of your skills. And also interview techniques, which again, are quite a good thing to do. We look at the JD and create questions for you and provide a interview via Teams.
Now, one of the big kind of trends in job searching I've seen is, services like LinkedIn. Do you do much work around that sort of area?
Yes, we definitely do. It's something recently we started. So one of my colleagues will go through your LinkedIn profile, making sure you've advertised yourself in a positive way. So looking at, it's just like a CV, but making sure all your details are on there. And again, you can look up companies where you want to work for and set up job alerts.
Now, employment access is quite important, and it's important that employers make employment opportunities more accessible and inclusive. What do you think still needs to change in that department?
I think quite a bit, because at the moment, I think employers don't understand all the positive things people with disabilities can do. So, for example, when they see, you know, the word disability or something on a CV, they may think, oh, this person's with disabilities, how are they able to do this job? So I think we need to change employer attitudes, ensuring that they're upskilled about access to work, which is quite important. You know, it's a government-funded scheme, and every employer should know about this. A disability should not, you know, not stop an individual finding work. Employers need to look at people's abilities rather than a disability.
And finally, quite simple, if you would like to gain employment support or speak to your team, how can they get in touch with you?
Best thing to do is either go on our website and fill in the form, or simply email. People can email us or contact us through phone. So the email address is employment@pocklington.org.uk.
Amadeep from Thomas Pocklington Trust Employment Team, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Yes, thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.